Hello, hello, everybody. It is April 14th, 2024. Beautiful weather outside on a Sunday afternoon. It's nice and warm, nice gentle breeze, barely a cloud in the sky, and it's 14 degrees Celsius with a high of 16 and a low of 5. If you are super happy, you can bet I'll be there. Like, I love to be around people who are just happy. And interestingly enough, it's kind of a rare thing to come across. So, it's almost like when you find love or if you find happiness, you can be willing to hold on to it and also willing to let go of it. I'm not saying every single day is just euphoric love and happiness. However, this friend of mine who I just completely adore, one of the most beautiful people that I know, is happy. And I completely love that. And I think it's the most beautiful thing ever. And, I myself strive to create my environment and my life as happy as I can make it. I'm not really talking like content. I'm talking like joy, joyful, fun, laughter. So if there's like a space where people are laughing and being themselves and being vulnerable and just like, letting loose, I love that. And I love when people are just so, inviting, and just being themselves. And like, it's just a beautiful thing. So I go to this restaurant, and I've known this restaurant since I was probably at least 19. Because one time a family member took me there. We were like hungover after a night of drinking. And they were like, well, let's go to this restaurant and get some breakfast. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's get some breakfast. So we go there, and I probably got like the strawberries with and a waffle. And it was really good at the time. And so, I never forgot that place. And, I moved away like after I don't even know what I was doing at that time. Anyways, so I've lived on like the island, I've lived in the city, I've lived in the interior, I've lived everywhere up in the mountains. And my job took me back to my hometown for work. And so, and throughout the years, I would go there maybe once in a while, and I'd never seen this person. And finally, for work, I was like, oh yeah, that place is really good for food, like great restaurant, good service, good food. So I started frequenting this restaurant, and I never saw this person until she started over-serving me. And I was like, what is going on here? And it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, cool, this person's just really genuinely nice. And it's like, okay, so, like, in my mind and opinion and thoughts, I was like, ooh, how do I like have this person kind of in my life and create like a connection or a friendship or whatever? And so one day I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey, like, do I ask for her number or what do I do? I was like, okay, maybe I'll just like exchange numbers. So I say to her, I'm like, do you have a pen? She's like, yep, grabs me a pen. I'm like, oh, I don't have a piece of paper. I'm like, do you have a piece of paper? And she's like, yeah, hold on a sec. So she goes and grabs me a piece of paper. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Because it was so awkward. Like, I don't know where my coffee is. Anyways, so I was like sitting there and I was like, oh, I don't even know what to do. Like, I've never done this before. Typically, I don't really pursue people or like give much attention. Like, I'd rather just put my head down and focus on my life and myself. But I was like, this person is cool. And anyways, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know what to do or say. And so I think I, what did I say? Oh, so we're chatting and I'm like, can I have your number? And she's like, okay, first of all, what's your name? she's like, first of all, my name is, I don't know if I can like say people's names out here or whatever. Like, can you share people's names? Is it like, I like to keep people, either anonymous or not saying names, just because for safety and concern. Cause like, anyways, I don't want to go off about like what I've seen online and what I've seen out in this world. So I'd rather keep the name confidential and safe, just out of respect and dignity for this person. So anyways, so she's like, well, I think she said, first of all, my name is, and what is your name? She did the introduction. Me, I'm just like, oh my God, who are you? And anyways, it was really funny. So we start laughing. And then, so she gives me her number. And basically we have like created a friendship. And it's really funny because it's like, it's, you know, relationships and friendships or whatever, like relationships, whether it's friends, family, lovers, husband, wife, whatever. I mean, if you can find somebody really easy to live with, keep them. If everything's good, if you're content, if it's great, if there's no problem, you don't fight, there's not, it's not crazy, just keep the person, you know, because it can be very difficult to find someone to life with. But anyways, it's been an amazing time getting to like know this person, and it's like almost like a deeper connection as the years go on. And what I find the most beautiful is to see how happy this person is naturally. And I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, who, like, who, I, the reason why I'm also talking about this is because it was, you know, an ex was like, I don't know, maybe jealous or angry. And I told them about this, and they would just be like, oh, don't go there. And like, or, oh, like real fighting energy. And I'm like, holy crap. Or like calling, I don't know, some sort of, I don't know, just really negative about it. And I'm like, you know what? I looked at this today and I was like, why would I not go to a place where there's happiness and there's joy and there's like, and in all of that, there's like, so obviously the good, the bad, the ugly, but like, there's like, you know, sometimes there's a bit of hardship. Sometimes there's a bit of sadness. Sometimes there's a lot of drama and a lot of fighting in like an establishment, but it's like, no one can ever break the spirit of your soul, of your happiness. You know, no one can take that away from you. So when I look at this person, I see just this beautiful being, really hot too. It helps. It helps to be hot. And so I'm super grateful for this, like, you know what? And okay, so I love a beautiful person. And the other day, a friend of mine was like, cause I was like, oh my God, like I keep dating these people and they're really hot, but it never works out. And my friend's like, why don't you date somebody ugly or not quite ugly, but not quite hot either. And I'm like, well, what does that even mean? You know, I can date people sometimes and, basically I'll think they're the hottest person on the planet. And sometimes friends will be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, they're so hot. They're like, no, they're so fucking ugly. And I'm like, no, they're beautiful. You know? And it's just so funny because I'm like, I think whoever I date is super fucking hot. And sometimes people look at and they're like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, yeah. So here's the thing. I love the beauty in like aesthetics and also the heart and the soul. And, but it doesn't hurt to, you know, have, you know, like the hair, the nails, the clothing, the beautiful smile, the beautiful eyes, beautiful complexion, bit of a height. There's a lot of people I've dated who are super short. And there's a lot of people I know who are like pretty tall. So it's whatever, heights, whatever. But it's all, you know, and when I had one of the first relationships I had, the person was not good looking. They were like quite ugly. And this is all relative, right? And the person was so ugly. Their demeanor, their personality and attitude was the ugliest. I dated a literal troll who, I don't know if they're living under a bridge right now, but they were mean, judgmental, probably unsafe, just cruel. Actually, I've dated a couple people who were just extremely cruel. I've dated a lot of people who extremely hate me. And I stayed with them for like 4 years, blinded by stupidity. But it's like, coming back to this beautiful being at the restaurant, it's like, I'm super grateful for her because she, I think, has a deeper level of understanding of like what it is to kind of have these different relationships where it's like, it's not all about sex. It's not all about looks. It's not all about superficial, artificial intensities. It's more about like basically being grateful to see each other when we see each other. It can be fun. There were times when we probably wanted to kill each other, but it's like, you know, and again, with, you know, my other friend saying like, oh, date someone who's like, well, she didn't say ugly, but, and she didn't say hot, but she was like, date someone not quite hot and not ugly, but ugly enough. You know, and it's so funny because I'm like, what does that even mean? I asked her to come on the podcast and she was like, no, I'm gonna like lay low for a bit, but I'd love to have that conversation. But I think it is what it is. It's just like, you know, date someone who you would never ever date. And it's interesting because like I said, the first relationship I ever had, I think it was the first, well, the first outside of the last man that I ever dated or only ever dated, never going back to that again. I mean, to be honest, men are not awful. Women are not awful. Men are awful. Women are awful. Just kidding. It's all relative. It's whatever. You know, if you just, I wonder what life would look like if people just literally went for what they wanted instead of going into these universes of like what it must be, what it shouldn't be, all these things of like, I've been trying to think of this word for a while. Like a complexity, basically. Anyways, but yeah, like I am now afraid of extremely ugly people because the first person I ever dated was like extremely ugly. And like, but was just mean. Like, I was like, oh, why is this person so mean? I thought you loved me. And I was like, oh, this sucks. But anyways, it may sound a bit harsh. It's kind of like ugly sweaters during Christmas, right? You know, I was at this Christmas market and they had ugly Christmas sweaters there. Ugly Christmas sweaters. And I kept saying, oh, this one's so ugly. Oh, look at this. It's so ugly. And then like my dad's kind of looking at me. He's like, what are you saying? And then this random person in public was kind of like staring at me like, oh my God, that's so rude. Like if you're aware of what is coming out of people's heads, it was really funny. Cause I was like, this is the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. And it sounds so, you know, judgmental and negative, but they're literally just ugly Christmas sweaters. And I bought a couple of them and I can't wait till Christmas comes around. you know, but here's the thing. Like, I don't know if you guys watch TikToks, don't get into it. Don't watch it. It's crazy. Because it can like, it's not TikTok's like good sometimes, but now the algorithms are weird and you can't always like, they're like, there's really good influencers out there, but I think there's a bit of like manipulation with algorithms and like, anyways, I think it's skewed a bit and now I don't get that great of like videos. But so there's like native TikTok. And what's so funny about it is there's like a guy talking and he's like, oh, he's like, man, you're so ugly. And then this like native chick's like falling more in love with him. And he's like saying how ugly she is. But it's like kind of like, you know, people can be so fucking beautiful, like aesthetically with their image. But then holy shit, sometimes people can be so fucking ugly with their attitudes and like their energy and the words that they come out with and the things that they do, their actions. And it's like, oh, you're fucking ugly, eh? You know? And yeah, so, you know, it's so funny because one time I was like, you know, I can like, you know, preach and be like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And then like the next day, you know, they do something to piss me off. I'm like, God, you're fucking ugly. One day you're beautiful, the next day you're ugly AF as fuck. Ugly as fuck. It's funny. It's funny. Come on. If I'm, you know, I have like, I think everything's funny. And that's what I love about being around Indigenous people is that you can like, there's always this like, almost like an understanding of like who you are and humor. And humor, you can just laugh at like, you, the being and the essence of humor and laughter is beautiful because it's like, you know, when I'm among my people, it's almost like a knowing. It's like a mutual agreement of knowing. Not saying that's with every single person because some people just want to kill, kill, kill. And it's like, ah, run away. You know, it's like, oh my God, this person's just angry and wants to kill everything and everyone. So run, run, run. But no, like... I don't know where I'm going with this, but you know, like the humor part is like being able to, you know, bring laughter and not take things seriously and like laugh at anything and everything. And a lot of people take offense to that. A lot of people might think it's stupid, but I find if you can laugh and have humor and be intelligent, then that is true intelligence and true humor. I never liked slapstick TV shows. Like I never liked the Three Stooges. I was like, this is the dumbest fucking show I've ever watched. And you know what? It's a classic. So if I watch it again, I could be, I still don't want to watch it. Or like Ren and Stimpy. I was like, oh, this is like crass. Like who wants to watch this? So like there are certain things that I do find is funny, but then there's like the real, like almost like the corners of the mind that don't need to, like these corners that don't need to be explored and exploited. It's the things that I'm just really, I don't think it's funny and I don't think it's interesting, but you know, the true happiness and the true joy, it does definitely come from within. Recently, I've been like trying to figure out what is going to enhance my life. What will enhance my life? Is it tequila? Is it a cigarette? No. However, it can be enjoyable. You know, but I was like, what is the key to happiness? And it's definitely not something like it's not something you ingest. Like a lot of people smoke weed to cope. A lot of people drink alcohol to cope. Some people smoke cigarettes. I had a friend once who was like, you know, cigarettes are my friends. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, well, it's the only thing that's there for me. And the only thing I find solace in. Solace. English. But anyways, you know, relaxation and calming. And, you know, she's like, the cigarette's there for me. And I'm like, oh, interesting. But, you know, like the outer external happiness could be those friends and the spaces, like the restaurant with the people I know and the customers that go in every single day and the server who's just so fucking happy to see me, but not just me, to see fucking everyone. It's an amazing thing to see someone super fucking happy. And, you know, I like to gravitate towards people who, you know, can be chill, can have a real conversation, not afraid to be vulnerable and not afraid to like, you know, tell me something, tell me about your life, tell me about your living, tell me what's going on with you. Like, And it's not just, it's not like, it's not this thing of like need or want. It's more like, hey, who are you? And like, what adventures have you gone on? What makes you happy? Or just to be around the happy person. I love when people are just so like, they have good one-liners or punchlines. And I love it when people are just so intelligent that they can make, you know, humor out of any conversation or like, it's just, to me, it's the most beautiful thing on this planet. People who are witty enough to, you know, make you smile, make me smile, like make everybody in the world smile. That's the most beautiful thing on this planet. You know, that's what life and living is truly about. You know, it's like we can go on this ride on this adventure and like, you know, today I was like, okay, like, what am I doing today? Like, let's go. Like, let's go on an adventure. Let's go out into nature. Let's like go for a ride and like, you know, sit in the sun and enjoy the elements of this world and this earth. And that's what this life is about. It's like, what makes you happy? You know, and how can you enjoy every single moment? I knew this person, I met her in Denmark, and actually I can tell you guys a story. Okay, so after 20 minutes, I would love to do some advertisements, but I'm also like, like you guys can go to my website and figure it out. we'll do advertisements another time. So I'll try not to get too much into the detail. I graduated from college and then I had money saved up and I was like, wow, I've got this money. What am I going to do? I know somebody in Germany. Why don't I go visit my friend in Germany who I haven't seen or talked to in 10 years? Not sure how like I figured that would be a good idea. So I go to Germany to see this person and her dad picked me up and she said something like rude to him and he was like, and he was like insulted or something. I don't know. Something happened and I was like, ooh, that's not a good.